Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitors Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't
it? It is.
It is one of those days already, isn't it?
Can I just say, you missed out Taunton about seven times because it's in that.
Yeah, but he's cold. So he's shivering. You're hurt and you're jumping up and down.
I know.
And I'm just me.
Yeah, you're just here.
This is the World Tour of Taunton and we are at the Orchard Centre today. And you've just heard some fantastic singing and we're going to hear a little bit more in a minute, but first we're going to talk to Nikki, who's the publicity officer of Taunton Operatic Society. Is it Amateur Operatic Society?
Well, we are TAOS, so we're Taunton Amateur Operatic Society, but we don't like to stress the amateur too much because we don't think that portrays what we are.
It's strange, isn't it? Because amateur can either mean we don't get paid or we're not very good. One of the two,
yeah.
Isn't it? Really?
However, we're called TAOS, and if we took the A out, you know, I don't really want to say
no,
what
absolutely
that would
right.
Be.
All right, so
we'll
Nikki,
tell us
what's happening and why you're down here today.
Yeah, we're down here today to give a preview of what's going to be happening at the Brew House between the 24th of April and the 29th of April, in that we're performing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, a very fun, feisty and fabulous musical. So we're hoping to give Taunton a sneaky preview so that they come and buy tickets and see our wonderful show.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. So has this been specially written? Has somebody specially written this?
No, Dolly Parton wrote it herself way back. So we're just bringing it to Taunton and we've been having a good time rehearsing it since October-ish, and now we're a week to go and we're pretty much ready to put it on at the Brew House, which is a fabulous theatre. So come and support the Brew House and TAOS.
So everybody is getting quite excited about
it. We are now, and rehearsals are beginning to be slick. We're doing it in costume and it is fun.
And everybody's really, really bubbling and bursting.
Yeah, I'm buzzing, yeah.
Right. Brilliant, Nikki. Well, thanks very much.
Okay.
Hope everything goes all very well.
Thank
at Brew House. From what we've heard so far, it's absolutely
and
going
thanks
to.
For coming down, Tone FM.
Not
thank
a problem.
You.
We'll try and catch somebody else in a minute. Okay. Right. More to hear. Shall we hear a little bit more?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more. You can also get tickets, of course, from the Brew House, but you can also get them from the Taunton Visitor Centre.
The world-famous award-winning Taunton Visitor
world
Centre.
World-famous. I love that promotion there, Terry. Yeah, absolutely. So pop into the Market House.
Brilliant. World Tour of Taunton. Do keep listening. Here's a little bit more from TAOS.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the county town.
Brilliant. And that's a lovely piece of music. Well, piece of music, singing from the Taunton Amateur Operatic Society, known as TAOS. And that was really brilliant. And now we've grabbed hold of, and I'll let him tell you his character's name. I'll get this one right. Dave, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very
now,
much.
Now, you told me earlier on, basically, your character's not very nice.
Not very nice. I'm a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Jolly good show. Jolly good show. Can you put all that together into one person?
Yeah. I'm giving it my best shot.
Right.
So I'm Franklin D. Hart. I'm the company boss. And I'm just horrible to these ladies. They don't deserve it.
And is that why they have a bit of a revolution on their hands?
They certainly do get their own back. I end up tied up, winched up, you name it, they do it to me.
So how's it going so far? This is a little sneak preview of what's happening later on in the month.
It's going swimmingly well. Don't want to, touching wood.
But
it's all blocked. We're all ready to go. It's just a question of now polishing it. And we just need an audience. That's what we need.
It's
a really funny show. So what we need is the audience laughing along and give us some bit of feedback, really.
Brilliant, brilliant. So from your perspective, how many of these have you done in the past?
This is my third Taos production, but I've done many others with other companies.
But
Taos is such a friendly bunch, so welcoming, and it's such a good laugh, really.
Well, they
really
certainly look it. They're pretty hyped up today, the same morning. That was some fantastic singing we've just heard. Right, well, we'll let you get on, Dave, and hopefully all goes according to plan, and I think we're telling everybody where they can get tickets at the Visitors Centre, and presumably the Brewhouse as well.
The Brewhouse as well, yeah. Get on Google and type that in, and you can get them online.
Brilliant, Dave. Well done. Great stuff. Everything goes all right in April.
Us. Cheers, thank you.
That's David, who is the principal nasty person.
Yes.
From 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So what we need you to do is, they want as big an audience as they can, and that is the end of April. So you can go on to online, get them from the Brewhouse. It's the 24th to the 29th of April, or you can get it from the world famous award winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the county town.
We are at the Orchard Shopping Centre, and in the background you can hear some singing. And that singing is from the Taunton Amateur Operatic Society, known as Taos. They're going to do a show 9 to 5. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Brewhouse, 24th to the 29th of April. And we've grabbed hold of Jill, who is the chairman of Taos. Hi, Jill. How's
Hello,
it going?
Hello, good morning.
Aren't they good?
They're very good, yes. And it's not really very warm here this
no,
morning.
It's not.
So
no, it's not.
They're doing very well. No mics. No.
Well, that was one of the things I was thinking about. They don't have any PA systems.
No.
So the music is coming over the speakers.
Yes.
And then they're projecting without actually PA
Absolutely.
Systems. That
yes.
is pretty good going.
Yes. They're well drilled.
So how's rehearsals been going? Okay.
They've been going very well. It's very full on. We started rehearsals before Christmas, actually. And sort of obviously just coming up now, it's almost 3 or 4 nights a week.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They work really hard. And most of them got the day job.
Right.
So it's not easy, but they're a good group. They've enjoyed it, I think.
Well, they look like they have.
Yes.
I mean, they've been bubbling around all morning.
Yes,
really.
they need an audience.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
What they need. They
absolutely.
Need to get to the theatre and get going, really.
So in order to get them there, people need to do what? They can
they
go
need
to
go
the Brewhouse.
Yeah. Get their tickets from there. Saves them a bit of money if they go in person rather than doing it online.
Right.
But yeah, they're on sale and selling well. So.
And also, as Craig has a link with, I think they're also on sale at the Visitor Centre.
Yes, I
in
think
town.
They, yes, they yeah. are. Yes.
We're getting drained out a bit here now.
Yes.
Right, so you need to go along. Thanks, Jill.
You need
to go along and watch this group because they are brilliant. You can hear them in the background. They are fantastic.
They are fantastic.
And we've got a lot of music today, so it's good.
I think we need to book our tickets quick.
I think we absolutely do. If you want to book your tickets, then you can go online for the Brewhouse. You can go into the Brewhouse in person or into the world-famous, award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Craig, Jason and Terry. And this is Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And we are at the Orchard Shopping Centre. It's their Easter celebrations. Lots of stuff going on today. And we've tracked down usually the most reluctant chatter we ever get, which is Lorraine from the Orchard Centre. Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Got hold of you again, haven't we?
Yes, you have.
Right, lots of good stuff going on today. We've already spoken and sorted out, had a word with Taos, which is really good, and we got our moonwalker there. So from Orchard's point of view, you put on loads and loads and loads of stuff, and this is obviously one of those. One question I wanted to ask, how did it go yesterday? Because you had a lot of stuff here yesterday for Good Friday as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had puppet shows yesterday.
Punch and Judy.
I would have loved it.
Great. Mr. Punch and Judy, boys.
You're a big kid at heart, aren't you, Terry?
I'm afraid I am. So, right, now, one of the things I wanted to talk about, because obviously we're covering this today, is we've got quite a big event happening on 13th of May, as I recall, which hopefully we'll be taking part of with that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we're very excited about that, actually, because four of our security staff from Orchard are going to brave the shave in aid of Macmillan Cancer Care. So they're going to come into the centre. Kudos hairdressers are coming in to shave their heads, their faces. And three guys and one girl, who's very brave.
One Kristen, girl?
Yeah, she's got beautiful auburn hair over sort of down way beyond her shoulders. And she's having the ponytail chopped off first and then her head shaved.
So, brilliant.
And then the hair gets sent off, the ponytails get sent off and used for wigs, I understand.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Now, obviously, the whole point is to raise money for Macmillan Cancer. You've got... is it a Just Giving page you've got?
We've got a Just Giving page and a Brave the Shave page.
Right.
You can text to donate SECU for security, yeah. 99. That's
SECU
the code.
99.
SECU 99,
brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant.
If you're walking past, you can just text that and off goes your payment.
Right. So now, that's not the only thing going on, so probably the easiest way is to tell people the website to go to and then they can check whatever's happening throughout the year.
Yeah, that's orchardtaunton.co.uk.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, and please donate generously. We'll also be auctioning off, or you will, Terry, hopefully.
I'm going to be part of all this, by the way. The boys are laughing now. Yeah, I'm going to do my sort of Peter Andre microphone bit.
That's it.
And we're going to be auctioning off some of the Peter Andre stuff, aren't we?
We are, yes. Peter very kindly signed one of the Brave the Shave T-shirts for us, so that will be auctioned. And also two signed bottles of his perfume and two calendars that
brilliant.
Are also signed.
Brilliant, that's good stuff. Yeah, well, that'll be a great
day.
All
the money's going to Macmillan.
All to Macmillan.
Yeah.
Lorraine, thanks ever so much.
Okay,
I do apologise.
Nice
I know whenever we see you, we dive at you and get you to chat.
I will come in a rabbit's outfit next time. You'll never find me.
Lorraine, thanks ever so much.
Right,
that's Lorraine from the Orchard Centre here, our great friend who's always always very helpful. So, go on.
I was just going to ask whether you would ever consider shaving your curlies.
Well, you could ask, and the answer is definitely no. I'm half bald anyway. I've got a patch on the
exactly.
top.
It wouldn't be much of a difference, really.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, at my age, I'm lucky to have this.
Okay.
If I chopped all this off, I suspect if it came back, it would come back white, if it came back at all. And I'd rather just put the money into Macmillan and just put
what
it...
about Craig and Jason?
Well, there you are. Well, he's halfway there.
Thank you, Terry. Craig, you could do Brave the Shave. You've shaved your head before for charity. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't suit me, to be honest. It doesn't suit me, shaved head, unfortunately.
Anyway, that is 13th of May. That'll be a brilliant one. Come along, because I'm going to be doing the MC stuff. And you can give money. And there are various ways of giving money. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, we'll put it up on our website where you can give money, and that's for a great, great cause. Right, we shall continue wandering around and soaking up the atmosphere in what is turning out to be quite a busy day here at the Orchard Centre, World Tour of Taunton, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search for them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Anyway, let's move on from the tagline. We are out and about. We've moved from the Orchard Shopping Centre because we've found out that they're going to do a litter pick next weekend along the River Tone, haven't we all?
Yeah, we have. And to be honest, I don't think they've got a huge amount of work cut out for them, because we've popped down there today and it's looking really good.
Yeah, Goodland's gardens are absolutely sparkling today, and it's lovely and warm in the sunshine, cold in the shade.
It certainly is, Jason.
I don't know. We said earlier on it was going to be one of those days. These two, I think they've had... See, let's put it into context, all right? We got the dynamic duo here. We got one's cold and shivering. And the other one's got a bad foot and bleating and grizzling. So we got bleater and grizzler and colder and shiverer,
yeah.
Which is doing really well. I think one of the reasons why we did see a DLO truck, so maybe they've been picking up, but they're in an awful lot of litter down here. But you will recall we followed a project along the River Tone to do various bits and pieces. And I know, Craig, you did some photographs as well, didn't you? And it's been really good. So it's nice to see them following that up. Next weekend, Queen's birthday as well, next weekend. So it'll be...
The official one or unofficial? I get confused.
I think it's a real one. She'll be 91. Her official birthday, I think, is in June. Somebody will tell me if I'm wrong, but I think this is her real birthday, and she turns 91.
Wow, that's incredible. Talking about incredible, I remember something that's happening during Summerfest, which is a few weeks away now, and it's really fantastic. It's a duck race.
Are we having a duck race again?
We're having the duck race again.
I remember, I'll tell you a very, very, very quick story. My dear departed lady wife, bless her, she was involved with Tone FM, with us, in covering the duck race about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm trying to work out. No, today wouldn't have been too bad.
No.
But there was a wind during that day which was blowing up the river.
Yes.
And the idea was they go in at the town bridge and then they go along the river to the next bridge down, and whichever
right.
one gets down there, and they threw them all in at the town bridge and they started motoring in the general direction of French Weir.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and the same happened a couple of years ago, because they do it every couple of years, because they say it maximises the sponsorship if they skip a year. And we had exactly the same the year before. They actually started floating the wrong way.
Well, we had people in canoes sort of
pushing
trying,
them along.
Pushing great wadges of them into the flow to try and get them out into the flow.
It's such an awesome sight seeing the River Tone yellow in colour with all these rubber ducks floating down the Tone. It's a great sight, and it's happening during Summerfest, so we're looking forward to that.
17th of June, as I recall, isn't it? Summerfest, we were talking about that over a cup of tea and a slice of... I had to mention it.
Cake.
Cup of tea and a slice of cake. Now, you boys were... We better stop and let the people listen to some music, but you boys were telling me that, and I'm really disappointed I don't know about this, that there's a new bakery not far away from here?
Well, funny you should say that. We're heading in that general direction, so we might go and sniff it out and see what they've got on offer.
New bakery. World Tour of Taunton on air until 2 o'clock, and we're out and about on the beautiful banks of the River Tone with the sun out now. Stay with us. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.